This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
WEEI Afternoons. That was actually the good part of the interview before it went off the rails with everything else.
The first question.
Yes.
Bill was happy to answer it.
Bill Belichick with his old Navy sweatshirt, which was seemingly out of place. I'm not really even sure.
It's CBS Morning News. I mean, this is CBS. These people work for 60 minutes, right, and you show up like that. It sets the tone for the interview, I think.
You didn't just stumble into Kraft Sports Productions after watching film all night, and it's 7 in the morning, and you need to bang out an all-access interview. Like, this was a big deal to promote your book.
And did he give any good reason why he was wearing it? I don't think I've heard any good reason.
He gave a good reason why for anything
Unbelievable.
So far.
I don't think somebody thought it would be, I guarantee you, somebody... It was
somebody close to him, approved. Like a PR person, maybe thought it was a good idea,
but not that close.
Because somebody had just taken a pair of scissors to it, and she decided it would look cute.
Somebody chased him with a knife.
That's right.
It's a flesh
pulled
wound.
Pulled a Chris Sale with it.
Yeah, cool. Teddy, who said first they don't know what they don't know? Is that a Parcells or is that a Bill? That's a Parcells.
That
right?
is a Parcellian expression. Yes,
because that keeps coming into my head when we discuss Jordan and this whole situation. The 24-year-old leading Bill around. She's a PR exec. She's the mastermind of this whole thing. She don't know what she don't know.
Hmm?
And I think that is a perfect. It's like bubbling to the surface on all the world's eyeballs to see there what she doesn't know. But let's get back to the phone line 617-779-7937. Let's go to Dan in Nashua, has a question about Belichick's relationships. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Ted, you dropped a little nugget in the last segment. I just wanted to see if you could, elaborate, I guess.
No.
You had said that anyone who knows Bill's, what's that?
There's a pattern. I know where you're going. Go ahead. Go ahead, answer. Ask
it. Yeah. No, you said anyone who knows about Bill's history with women wouldn't be surprised by all this. And I'm not defending Belichick by any means. I just want to see what you meant, if there's more we need to know.
Well, I mean, there's
thanks for the call, Dan.
It's out there.
Yeah, if you Google some things, now I don't know how many were refuted. And I will tell you, anyone that's been around football, Bill, the Patriots, has heard stories that they don't know whether they're true or not, but they still heard them. And if some of them are true, all of them are true, a few of them are true, I find it hard to believe none of them are true. I'll tell you, in my own personal life, I've heard stories that I know are true, or I very, very much believe to be true. So, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
I've heard things, and I've also experienced, seen things that would, you know, that I feel comfortable in saying. There's a pattern of behavior there with him, and so... Again, if you don't believe me, you can Google and find out some of the stuff.
617-779-7937. So we'll go to the other side of the spectrum a little bit here. GC in Maine wants to defend Bill, apparently. What's up, GC?
Hey, y'all. First off, Ted the Neck, it's an honor. Anyone that, like Emma Smith, that would put you in top five of people he don't want to get tackled by. That's a
man, good, I love that. Cool. Appreciate that. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Of course, you're always one of my favorite. You a dog. But I do disagree. Do y'all remember 20 years ago, Tom Cruise jumping on Oprah's couches?
I do. Yep.
It's young booty syndrome. The man can still coach, but he's got young booty syndrome. It's affecting, you know, what he does in public.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call, GC.
Yeah, GC, man. My
young
man,
booty syndrome. Is that a technical term?
I don't think YBS. Yes.
What's the medical book called? The DVM or the DMV or something? There's some book, medical book, where all the terms. I don't know if that's a actual medical term.
YBS. I'm a little jealous. I got IBS when I really wanted YBS. I need to look into maybe getting that in the future. But there's
psychology behind it.
But we also talked about this yesterday.
DSM-5. Thank you, Daniel Ball. DSM.
DSM?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
The YBS is in the DSM.
So his personal life is a little out of whack right now. Like we're seeing that, right? Does that mean his football life, his professional ability to coach spring practice, have a spring game?
This is a great question.
Like, I don't know. Can you differentiate the two? Does decision-making in one make you question it in the other? Or is he so entrenched as a football coach that that part is still solid?
Fitzy, you want to answer that?
No, that's all you, Ted.
Look, I have a hard... I've played with guys that have all kinds of problems going on off the field, but yet they can come to work and you would never know it.
Yep.
And still play at a high level. They were able to compartmentalize in ways I was very jealous of. I have a hard time having problems with my personal life and not letting it affect my professional life. Mm-hmm. I think Bill was probably an expert at compartmentalizing before. I don't know if he can do it with the same success now. I don't. So my feeling is it's got to bleed into his professional performance somehow, some way. All these other off-the-field distractions. It's got to. I don't know how that manifests, but I just can't imagine you're on top of things like you would be otherwise if none of this was going on.
And we talked about earlier, Fitzy, having a rewind or a fast-forward button. I do believe Bill, if he had that fast-forward button, would fast-forward to Ireland and to TCU and that September 1st opener.
That's a great call.
And his chance to try to prove he still has his football wits about him and his foot. Because that's, you know, that's where he still has control. Like, when he talks to those kids, he's still in control. Although, that's something we haven't talked about. The hell do you think these kids are thinking?
What's the fallout on an enrollment right now? Do you think any parents have reached out to the kids and are like, you know what? I always thought Clemson was a good idea. Oof. Or how about TCU?
That would be
or
a bad look if
it would be.
The transfer portal is shut down.
And some guys left, but I don't think it had to do with this. Like, they lost their pass rusher and maybe a quarterback. But I just wonder, the guys that are there, the 100 guys that are there that are going to be on his team, that are going to play against TCU, are they questioning their coach?
I think you'd have to. I mean, what other college coach is behaving this way? I mean, I know he's got the hardware, but what other coaches are dating girls with that kind of age discrepancy, with her dressed like she is at practices, doing the things she does for Bill at practice in front of all those players? You don't think they're all talking?
They have to be.
Yeah, they're all kind of snickering or my guess is laughing. I can't imagine them all going, yeah, that's my coach.
Right.
Look at him.
They see your coach with her in the yoga pose thing on the beach or any of those photos. It's weird. And then the other layer that we need to remind Stiz, next weekend, not this weekend, Stiz, but next weekend, you will be going to Maine. I believe it's the, I don't know, Hampton Inn, Residence Inn, some inn in Maine. And
is
you'll
he going?
Be, yeah.
You guys got to pay for my ticket. It's like $1.50 to get in there.
I got you.
There's no all media
right. I got
passes?
You.
We got the inquiry out. Haven't heard back.
Stiz, I got you, buddy. Don't worry about it.
But
has anybody heard anything news about her? Is she still going to compete in that?
I've not heard she isn't.
Yeah.
Last I saw, I mean, I think in this Globe story, they actually ended with one of these stories referenced that she'll be in Maine next week.
So people understand what we're talking about. Jordan has, she's participated in what, Miss America contest before, but it's a Miss Maine contest.
Yes.
Next week, and she is representing her town of Hancock, Maine.
The final paragraph of the column we read earlier from the Boston Globe says, meanwhile, time and love march on, and the only thing that seems certain is that if Hudson competes as planned as Miss Hancock on Mother's Day weekend at a Holiday Inn in Portland, the pageant audience will be Super Bowl sized. Yes, Dan Ball.
She is still listed on MissMaineUSA.com. She is one of 17 contestants, and if you pay $1 on the website, you can vote for contestants in the Miss Maine USA.
Okay.
Oh, we're paying $1.
Does she run to the light or does she run away? Is this like
she runs to it?
Does she get energy from this?
I feel like this is a test.
Yeah.
Does she run to or fro? She runs to. And Stiz, we got an update off the text line, the 207 reply to them. It's at the Holiday Inn by the Bay. I can get you in. So
ooh, let's
we
go.
Got somebody okay. that can get you in. So reply to God. That text.
Stanley.Bruno@Odyssey.com.
Would you go? But I'd love for you to go. To just cover that.
It's
that would
content.
Be awesome.
It's show content. This is part of your job, right? Get up there. Ted and I can go to Green Bay for the draft. You can go to Portland for Miss Maine.
My guess?
I'm not afraid to go check out a beauty pageant.
They'll be the contestants should be accessible for interviews.
That was not on my bingo card for the show today, Stiz.
I'm guessing at some point they'll say, Miss Hudson will not be doing any interviews tonight at the request of her. Do these
going up?
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Pageants? Does somebody bring you on stage? Could Bill be her like escort to the?
Oh, that's a good point.
Might be ironic.
I think not. I think if they asked him to do it, he would pass on that.
Yeah, he probably should. I stand by what I said yesterday. The best thing that these two cute kids could do is not go to Nantucket and not leave the house until I don't know.
Just don't be seen together for a while.
Yeah. Take a break.
Smart.
617-779-7937. We're going to go to Rocco in the Cape. I just saw him join. Jake, we'll get to you in a minute. I see you on the line. But Rocco, I think I share an opinion with you, Rocco. What's up?
What's going on, boys?
What's up, bud?
Hey, Teddy, you're a stud.
Thank you. Thank you, Rocco.
You're incredible. Incredible. Hey, I just got an opinion, and I got to get it out because it's been in my mind. I don't think she's that hot.
I'm gonna abstain from this.
Why?
I've gotten in trouble in the past. I'm good.
That's Ted. Listen, as your non-lawyer, I'm gonna go ahead and advise that.
Yep.
I kind of agree with Rocco. Yeah. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Doesn't get you going, huh?
No.
Doesn't
no,
blow
I
your
got
skirt.
No problem with Belichick doing what he's doing. That's whatever, dude. Hey, you're 70 something. Whatever.
Yeah.
Just keep the fire burning, but. I was waiting to see this smoke show. Then I saw her a week ago. I'm like, yeah, dude, come on. You know?
All right, thanks for the call, Rocco. Before we get in any trouble.
You wouldn't kick her out of bed and dried pizza crust, Rocco.
You stole it out of my
mind. No, wait a minute. If I ever reach the point, God bless my late wife's soul, if that comes to fruition, that I'm a sugar daddy.
Set up to this is already terrible.
But I feel like if you're the sugar daddy, aren't you supposed to be the one who, quote unquote, wears the pants in the relationship? Like... Isn't it your show?
Well, you can see I've worn this one for a while.
It doesn't feel like it's his show anymore.
No.
So, like, this doesn't...
That's because she's got a Belichick doll at home, and she jabs it whenever he's bad.
She wears the cutoff hoodie in that relationship.
She definitely does. That was another thing about the professional PR person people were referencing. In the photo, she had, like, she looked like a high school kid with the oversized sweatshirt. You're like, does she have shorts underneath that, or is it just a sweatshirt?
I mean, okay, do you guys notice that?
Yes.
It was yellow leggings that almost looked like skin colored. So
I thought it was skin.
Yeah. Yes, no, that was, it tripped
me
out too.
Louise, Andy. Yeah. You thought that she showed up in an oversized thing? What did she pull? A freaking Basic Instinct and said, what are you going to do, arrest me for smoking and then split her legs?
I support Andy on this. The first thought was, is she not wearing anything under that sweatshirt?
Okay, so the quote unquote professional.
At first,
there's a certain way professionals look and it's not that.
I've seen professional PR people and professionals and situations. So yeah. Julian Edelman, everybody wants to defend her as being a professional. Yeah. And she didn't look like a... She didn't look like the professional
she was
PR
like,
person.
Oh, this isn't a pajama party, CBS?
Oh, what kind of professional did you look like?
She did not. We're not doing that. Fitzy, we're going to get back to the phone lines. Jake in Western Mass, what are your thoughts on this Belichick situation?
Hey, guys. You know, I have not heard this brought up yet, and I'm especially interested in hearing from Ted on this, but I'll tell you who looks the best in this whole situation, and that is Bill Belichick's first wife. Like, if he... dealt with, you know, if Linda Holiday is cuckoo, and we know Jordan is cuckoo, and she was able to raise three relatively well-adjusted kids, it seems like, and stay married to that psycho for as long as she did. Like, what are the stories about her, Ted? Like, let us know, please. I'm very interested in that.
Thanks for the call, Jake. So, Bill's first wife. I'm assuming you
mean
knew
do
her.
It now, or you want to come back and
we'll get to... No, you can do it now. Give us your quick thoughts. Careful.
No, I'll be honest. As far as I know, she was a saint, as far as everything I've ever heard. Nice lady. Never heard anything other than she was just a good mom, a nice lady, and honestly didn't hear anything about the wife. I heard about other things, but not his first wife, who he was married to, I believe, for over 20 years.
Oh, it was a long time.
Yeah.
I remember her.
They had a house right by Weston Country Club. Normal. She seemed normal, right?
She seemed like a wife.
In our first 2001 Super Bowl, she was on the parade bus with us. So.
Seemed very wifely, normal, but not like a modern entourage, flashy.
If you remember Linda, I wish he was with Jordan when they won Super Bowls, because... The public display of affection that him and Linda Holiday used, I mean, they were just making out like they were in fifth grade at the roller skate rink on the duck boats.
Yeah.
But he wasn't like that with his first wife. But Jake, sorry to disappoint you. I just think she was just your normal lady, was nice, a good good mom, and I got nothing to report, man.
All right, up next on WEEI Afternoons, we need to talk about something that the rest of the world is just beating to death, and it's not the Belichick story.
It's about time we got to the hard-hitting news.
Yes, it's about a gorilla versus 100 men, or maybe in the case of the content put on the Celtics social media page, 100 NBA players will ask, would 100 Ted Johnsons, how would they fare against a gorilla? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons, also 5:30. Remember, quiz with Stiz, but first, we got to get to Dan Ball and what's trending.